Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Wine Time with Peggy show, featuring Peggy Fiandaca, who along with her winemaker husband Kurt Lawrence Dunham, owns and operates LDV Winery in Arizona. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. It is 2024, which is always exciting to kick off a new year. But we all know that we were naughty over the holiday season, right? Well, I was. I don't know about anyone else, but I was naughty. But then when it comes to January, we have to kind of reality comes back and says, you better look at the treadmill or, you know, start working on those resolutions. And health is part of it. And that's actually what we're talking about on today's Wine Time with Peggy show. Health and wine and Blue Zone communities, which Scottsdale, Arizona is becoming one. And of course, that's where LDV Winery's tasting room is based out of. And then, of course, their vineyard down in Southeast Arizona. So welcome back, Peggy, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. What a great time to reset and forget about the past and focus on the future.
Yeah, I like this. And I never really thought we'd be talking about health and Blue Zones on a wine show, but I think it makes sense. And you said Blue Zone is your word, the term of the month, right? The wine term of the month. And I think this is a good time of year to talk about what a Blue Zone is and the initiatives that Scottsdale is doing and to become a Blue Zone community and why wine is important.
Absolutely. It's kind of Blue Zones, I think, I find, you know, I want to live longer, right? I want to figure out all of the, what I could do, what I have control over and what I could do to increase my longevity. And, that's what I find exciting about what I've learned about Blue Zones. And also it fits so well with my wine brand, LDV Winery, because we're focused on producing really clean, really fine wines, and I think it fits beautiful with our brand. But you know, you started hearing about Blue Zones back in 2000 when I think the guy's name was Dan Buettner, and he's with National Geographic, and he was a researcher and journalist, and he actually started or coined that phrase of Blue Zones after he had gone to Okinawa, Japan to study why folks there were living longer, living over 100, and living really healthy lives. And so he began his research following that to come up with, are there some commonalities between these pockets of folks around the world that live long, live healthy lives? And can we learn from that and apply it to other communities so that they can kind of encourage citizens to live a healthy lifestyle? And so that's the idea of these Blue Zones, because they've identified them all over the world and some common principles that apply to all of them.
And it's, yeah, longevity, but it really goes into, you've got the sunshine, right? So you've got the warmth, you know, that kind of arid air. And at the same time, a lot of farm to table going on in Arizona that people don't really realize, which I know we've talked on the show before. It's like Arizona is not the Sahara Desert, and things do grow wine. And by the way, things grow in the Sahara Desert too. But anyway, you know what I mean? So you do have this, the agriculture surrounding in the Phoenix area, central Arizona, is amazing, as well as where your winery is. So is that part of it, is having such close proximity to, you know, locally sourced produce, wine, you know, that kind of thing?
You know, absolutely. And what they've come up with, the common themes, they call it the power of nine. There seems to be these nine principles that are common in all of the areas that are designated Blue Zones. And they're things that you can work on individually. And being an urban planner, like I was in my previous life, I believe that we can design cities and we can create environments that encourage healthy lifestyle or encourage getting out and moving and so on. And so between my background in urban planning and then, of course, wine being one of the principles of the power of nine, it just was a perfect fit, in my opinion, as well as my desire to live as long as I possibly can and as healthy as I possibly can.
Well, how much of it comes into the factor of people getting together and having wine together, having conversation, laughing? I know at the vineyard, not the vineyard, at the tasting room, you do a lot of these special events, like, decorating with corks and crafts, and also doing you're gonna have to say the term because I can't pronounce it. The when you the scents of wine, where you can smell.
Linez
Thank you. That
Devin.
was Lynez Devine, right? I know, and you were just on a interview on that too. And so those kinds of projects, when you're learning something and laughing
Right.
and having fun, I think that plays a big role in longevity because it's like a stress reducer. Like Nancy and I say, do not take away our wine. I don't care what the doctors say. Honestly, our blood pressure goes up if we don't have our wine at the end of the day.
Right.
I'm just saying.
And exactly, I get you. So one of the principles is wine at five. And the idea is wine, particularly, they have found that wine, the blue zones that do have been experiencing longevity, they drink alcohol or wine on a regular basis, usually every day, except for a pocket of folks that were Adventists. They don't drink alcohol, but the rest of them all have drink alcohol, but they drink it in a social setting. They drink it over dinner and with food, and they don't drink in large quantities. We're talking, so you can't do, justify drinking those two bottles in the evening. You can justify drinking those two glasses every day, with food and with friends. And it's a social activity, but they have found that the ingredients, or the polyphenols and the,
Listen to these terms flying out of Peggy's mouth here.
it's
And
hard.
the
And
resveratrol. Wait a
the
minute. Isn't there
resveratrol.
resveratrol?
Yes, the
Yeah.
resveratrol
Yes.
that's found in, and the polyphenols that are found in the grape skins, particularly red wine grape skins, are really known to protect the body against certain kinds of damage that brings on cancer and heart disease and dementia. So,
Oh,
particularly
wow.
having the wine with food helps your body to absorb that, those good assets in the wine. So I'm not a doctor, I'm not professing to be a doctor, but the research is showing or pointing to that in moderation, choosing wine with food and social setting is having a positive on your healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, it's not doing shots in the bar.
No.
That's a little different. I mean, we've all had our moments with that. It's fun, but not on a consistent basis. And I think the conversation is key. I wonder now about how important, this kind of activity is when we're in the world of phones dominating how we communicate, that it's actually important to set that down and have like actual conversations, learning. I think education is part of it. Keeps your brain going. And if you can learn and have fun and drink wine all at the same time, I'm in.
Right. I mean, they have shown that having that interaction is really critical. One of the other principles is living a life of purpose. So that, I mean, every day you have to get up and do something, and it's important work, or it's, your people are depending on you, or it's critical that you move forward in some positive way. So, so many people live to retire and then sit in the chair and do nothing. And a lot of times they get diseases or illness and die maybe prematurely because they've lost that sense of purpose that they had when they were working every day. So thinking about how do I continue to, as I age, how do I continue to find purpose and meaningful purpose in my life, is very important to your longevity and your health.
I wonder also because of the weather that, you can hike even in the summer when it's super hot in Arizona.
Right.
You can get up and hike in the morning. You don't have to hike and be like a burly boy. You can, go out
Right.
and take a walk. And that kind of climate that you have, I think, is also part of having that health.
Absolutely. It just, we're blessed with so many days that we have beautiful weather. So we can get out and about and do activities outside every day. Nothing holds us back. And that is another one of those principles is that the activity that you do, in a lot of the places that have been designated blue zones, they had to grow their own food or they had to walk to get food or do some kind of activity in their daily life. So the idea is you don't have to go to the gym every day. You don't have to run 5 miles every day, but finding ways during your day to move and get active and do something, is what it's all about.
I agree. Nancy and I just did that big drive, across Texas
Right.
to Oregon and, through other states. And by the time we got here, we just drove through, for 3 days, just nonstop. By the time we got here, I literally felt like we're going to fall out of the car. Everything's going to fall off the car. Just fall out, fall off, everything falls down. But your body, you can tell just in those 3 days how your body has physically changed. And for Kurt out in the vineyard every day, he's got to have that feeling of like, I gotta move, gotta go out, gotta do, you know what I mean? That, I'm an antsy person. I gotta, as much as I'm at the computer all the time, it's like, I gotta go outside. I gotta go see what's going on. I love that part of, life is that curiosity and being able to go out and luckily can. So Kurt out in the vineyard, does he feel like he's in the blue zone?
It definitely is helping him, just moving, and bending and lifting and yeah,
Fresh
he
air. Ooh.
fresh air and it's definitely that just kind of activity that has also meaningful activity instead of just, standing at a weight
Winemaking
machine.
is very meaningful.
Yeah,
That's
it
a very
is.
re Hey, listen, he's creating all those antioxidants. That's another part, right? The wine has got
Right.
antioxidants. It's very
Absolutely.
good for us, just like berries and all of that. So how is the vineyard, by the way, with it being winter? What's going on with the winery? Are you releasing more wines this year? Ooh, yeah.
So we're tiptoeing around the vineyard because the vines are going to sleep for their long
Oh.
winter nap. So we haven't had a hard freeze yet in the vineyard, but early January is when it really hits, and so all the leaves will drop from the vineyard, and it'll look like it's in it's dormant and it's not dead. It just is sleeping until the spring. We'll probably late January. We'll probably do our winter or our spring pruning and preparing the vines to begin to wake up for bud break. So our goal is usually by March 1st that we finish that pruning, starting in January, finishing it by March 1st. And then, this year we ordered about 1200 plants,
Wow.
we're going to plant in early April, most likely. The goal is we plant new vines after the last hard freeze date. You can't, it's a guesswork, but it's usually at the end of March, 1st of April is the last freeze date for us. And so we feel it's safe to plant those babies in the vineyard. So yeah, 1200 new babies are coming in the spring, which is exciting. But,
But what's on the horizon for wine?
well,
Is
you know, we've, You remember in the winery we had about several hundred barrels in the winery. Well, we finished racking all of the barrels in the winery. And if everyone remembers what racking is, it's a way to how we begin to clarify the wine. So the wine kind of settles down in the sediment settles down to the bottom of the barrel and we empty the barrels, we clean out that sediment, and then we put the the wine back and top it off so the barrel is full of wine again. So we've just completed that process of several hundred barrels in the winery. And
It's a
so
lot.
yeah, it's a lot. And we will be releasing the 2017s, those white wines that you
The
tried.
vignette?
Yeah,
Ooh.
we hopefully will be having those come to the market either late January, 1st of February. And
Ooh.
boy, we started working with the 2023 wines. You know, these are the brand new vintage that came in, and so we did our first racking on some of those. And oh my goodness, are they beautiful? You know, as you,
Oh.
yeah, there, it's going to be an exciting vintage. As you recall, it was a small vintage, but the high quality grapes. And boy, do
Ooh.
they smell beautiful in the vineyard. So we're excited about the 2023 vintage. But,
Very cool.
yeah.
I'm glad you still have 2017 because do not stop the flow of wine coming
Nope.
out of LDV. We don't want any of that to happen. So this
Yeah.
year is looking good. You're excited?
We're excited about what we have on the coming out, and we have plenty of wine for people to enjoy. Remember, you, for shipping, we can only ship up until April, mid-April, at the latest, the end of April. So if you want to get some of these great wines, they should do it. And you know,
Valentine's Day is coming, just saying.
they're saying, right? Yep, we have a lot of fun wines coming out on the market. So yeah, and you know, our wines fit so beautifully with this healthy lifestyle that the Blue Zones really promote, as well as people are looking to start the new year in a, you know, a new way, a new focus on their health and so on. Well, LDV wines are zero residual sugar. They're gluten-free. They're vegan. They're just really
Excellent.
clean, wonderful wines, low sulfites. And so you should care about the wine you drink. Just like you care about the food that you're putting in your body, you should care about the wines you drink and how they're made, and support local winemakers that are trying to do produce wine that's really high quality.
And then pairing it with foods that are local if you can, you know.
Yes.
And I know in your area you've got olive oil, makers, olive growers, olive oil makers. You've got all of this produce that comes out of
Right.
your backyard that to go and on a culinary journey in Arizona is pretty amazing because you can get these wines like LDV, you can get salads, you can get all kinds of fruit, and I mean it's pretty darn yummy, and yet it's good for you, which is so good.
Right. I think people are shocked when they really dig into the agriculture that we have in Arizona. I mean, we can, parts of Arizona, we can grow absolutely anything because of either the climate or the soils are just incredible. So from everything, I mean, we're the lettuce capital of the world in Arizona. And we grow a lot of tomatoes. Of course, our citrus is tremendous industry. Potatoes are a tremendous industry. The nuts, where we
Oh,
grow
yeah.
world-class pistachios and world-class dates in
And
Arizona,
pecans?
and
And
pecans too.
pecans?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Yuma, they have the medjool dates, which are the royal dates. And
Right.
they can grow without any pesticides, which is pretty amazing.
Right.
So even trying to do it organic, they just grow naturally. And, then, yeah, like you're saying, the winter crops, that's what I think is so great about Arizona is you
Right.
are growing when the rest of the country's snowed in. You're growing lettuce and spinach and a little bit of everything, peppers,
Correct.
everything's growing. But like you're right, the nuts, the pecans, the pistachios, it's pretty amazing. And even stone fruit you have and apples,
Right.
depending on where you
Right.
are,
Right.
it's pretty darn cool.
I just picked my pomegranates, and some
Oh.
oranges that have been tremendous. And in my little garden at my home up in the Scottsdale, Phoenix area, and I have my second crop of tomatoes growing, and all of my herbs have been coming back to life and growing.
Oh, well, you're
So,
Italian. You need a
yeah,
kitchen garden, don't you? She's like, I want my
exactly.
kitchen garden. I want to go out and get something
Exactly.
fresh.
Yep.
It
And
seems like bruschetta is a good thing to eat, right? That's healthy.
And just, the idea behind eating healthy doesn't have to mean you have to eat like a rabbit. The key is, and the Blue Zone Project has wonderful recipes and things to think about. But it's eating smaller meals, eating, thinking like more of a Mediterranean kind of diet, which is less red meat, but more grains and vegetables and fish and seafood. So you don't have to become a vegetarian, but you need to think in moderation. There's a I can't remember which Blue Zone really focused on it, but they had a they 80%, it's the 80% rule. So stop eating when your stomach is 80% full.
Oh, wow,
So,
that's marvelous.
we as Americans, we overeat. I mean, I'm overweight. I understand. I overeat, and trying to do focus on a different way of eating, and that hit home with me to think about it. And if you're having a meal with friends or with your family, and it's a social kind of activity, you're interacting. You're not just, shoveling food
But
in
you're
your mouth.
celebrating. You're celebrating and you're taking time to actually chew your food while someone's communicating or
Correct.
talking. And I think sometimes we're stress eating and stress drinking. It's like,
Correct.
oh, I need to have a cocktail that day, totally suck. Let's have a cocktail. And the next, it's almost like an angry way of ingesting food and drink, no matter what it is. I don't care if it's
Correct.
a soda or what, and your body, when you're in that zone, that mode, knows
Right.
it and it's
Right.
not happy. But if you're now going to go, hey, you know what? I've had a really crappy day. I'm going to sit down with my friends and family, have a nice meal. Your body goes, okay, you can shrug that off, whatever that
Right.
was, and now celebrate. And celebration, it gives you those endorphins and it makes you. I mean,
Correct.
I know when Nancy and I had dinner with you and Kurt, I mean, we had a good time.
Yeah.
I went to bed giggling,
Yeah.
and I don't know if the brownies are on the Blue Zone list, but if they made me happy, maybe I shouldn't have eaten as many, but maybe had a smaller portion, but it makes you happy. And dark
Correct.
chocolate is allowed. Dark chocolate is
Yes.
allowed. And there's dark chocolate in front of me, and I tell people don't leave dark chocolate around me because it goes like wine does. It's like those two go hand in hand, and I'll run off into the woods with the wine and the chocolate. But what there to really enjoy. I think, we've become very much an individualistic society, which is okay to be an individual as an individual, right? To have your own, to understand who you are in thoughts and ideas and who you are, right? But as we become like families are spread out across the country and around the world. So these communities have changed. And I think part of the key of the Blue Zone is to actually have community.
Correct.
And that is key. So we're not so solo. I think when people live a very individualistic kind of lifestyle, it can actually be on the depressing side and you don't get as many endorphins from laughing. It's not like you watch a movie that's funny and you're laughing on your own. You're not belly rolling and belly laughing like you would with a friend. You're not going to
Correct.
do the big snort. You're not
Right.
going to do the ugly face, tears in your eyes from giggles on your own,
Right.
and we need to
Right.
have those.
The other thing I found interesting that they found in one of the principles is that find a tribe. They call it your tribe. Find your tribe that is have also common goals. Or have a dedication. They have found that if you surround yourself with negative people or people that, maybe overeat, maybe overdrink, well, you're going to do the same thing. You're going to fall into that, into step with those like folks. Even if you're trying not to, you're going to have a difficult time. So the idea behind communities that are focusing, like Scottsdale is focusing on creating Blue Zone, kind of this ethic, is to create spaces and places and community that people that want to live a long, healthy mm-hmm. lifestyle can join together and help each other to achieve those goals, but do it in a way that is easy and part of their everyday lifestyle instead of having to, you know, go on a diet or go and do something.
Diets don't work. I know Dr. Jackie Ubani comes on our show. She's a cardiologist and author of Women and Heart Disease, The Real Story. And she really focuses on women because heart attacks kill women more than cancer.
Right.
And she said our lifestyle, if we could change our lifestyle by 80%, here it is, we have an 80% chance of not getting heart disease. And diabetes, heart disease, all of that is connected. And she's all about Mediterranean diet. And when you go to change, that it's, if you're going to do a positive change, like, okay, I'm going to lose some weight, so I need more activity, maybe go for a walk with friends in the evening versus I've got to do this now. And it's like this stressful thing.
Correct.
It should turn it into fun, like you're talking about. She said that that's laughter, meditation, things like that are huge. And it is about having to make positive changes, to have a supportive community where it's not like, you didn't do your steps today. That sucks. Nobody wants to do that. And I think even education for kids should change up a little bit. That's more inspiring and encouraging and fun versus, I'm going to, you know, wag my finger in your face. Nobody wants that. That sucks.
Right. Yeah. So making it part of your lifestyle. So instead of running, you know, we're in January and it's first of the year and everyone wants to join a gym or buy, you know, exercise equipment, do it. Do the simple things. Do the things that you can embed in your lifestyle. So at the grocery store, park your car, not trying to get the first spot closest to the grocery store. Park it out a ways and walk a little bit farther, or don't do pickup at the grocery store. Why don't you go into the store now and do your grocery shopping? Do the simple things that get you moving. Cut down.
Yeah.
Choose one day a week that you're just going to not have meat in your diet, you know, so do at least one or two days that are just all plant-based meals. And just do the simple things and make it, I think those are the real changes that will last in your life.
We've done some interviews with an organization as the Reducetarians, and they've got great cookbooks, and they were on our show a few times, actually. And it's really about not becoming vegetarian or vegan, but just reducing, like you're saying, once or twice a week. Not only does it help your body, but it actually gives back to the environment as well, of how we eat and how we, you know, that's a whole other conversation that I don't want to get in trouble with, because I am not a doctor and I'm not like the environmental smart person. But whatever we can do, also when we look at climate change, I think these actions help try to mitigate what's going on with climate change across the country and around the world as well, of reducing down. And I love that principle. And it actually, I think the whole thing is kind of connected to the Blue Zones, as I recall, in those conversations. And their recipes are great. Like, you know, we're getting into the big football game, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had recipes that were, instead of doing buffalo wings, they were doing cauliflower with buffalo wing
sauce on them.
And like fried cauliflower. And you can do all these kinds of alternatives that are fun. And then you're learning something new and trying something new. So then you're happy.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That, for some, is a fear factor. But I'm like, let's do something new.
Right. You know, it's fun. Exactly.
So, yeah. Now, I know you have a recipe for granola. So now do you drink wine with granola?
I think you can drink wine with anything. I think so. But it is a great breakfast, and I use whole oats and use honey. There's honey, there's whole oats, there's a little brown sugar to sweeten it up. I also use maple, pure maple syrup to add a little flavor to it. I use different kinds of dried fruit. So I love cranberry and cherries in my granola. I also use it, the recipe calls for unsweetened coconut in it.
Ooh.
And so you can do it's pretty simple recipe. I am not a big morning cereal person, but Kurt is, and it really sticks with him. So I will do several batches of it, which are big cookie sheet trays of it, and it lasts a long time. And he always has fresh granola, but it's a great snack. I do it more as a snack than I
Yeah, I was going
do.
to ask you about that because as we drive, I'm terrible about that. We're so healthy until we drive.
Right.
And then here comes the sodas, the food you shouldn't. And me and the gummy bears need to stop at this relationship because they do not make me drive better. I don't know if my dentist agrees with me having them. Dr. Jackie certainly has given me hell about it. Because she goes, that kind of if you understood how much sugar you are putting in your
Right.
body, and the only sugar normally that I ingest is from wine, and
Oh.
it's not even wine sugar by then, right? So
Right.
it's healthy. So anyway, I can't do a lot of trail mixes or things like that because they put almonds and things I'm now allergic to, or have like an issue
Oh,
with
wow.
tree nuts, which sucks.
Okay, that's
Because I grew up on
horrible.
them. But I'm thinking of making my own, like with pepitas and
Yes.
sunflower seeds and coconut and medjool dates,
Yep.
We could.
Well, my recipe will be perfect for that because you can do whatever add-ons that you want into it. So, I do typically have slivered almonds or sliced
Yum.
almonds in
Yeah,
it.
they're good.
Yeah, which are wonderful, but unsalted. But you can pull those out. You don't need to put those in and adjust the recipe any way that you want. But yeah,
Almonds are
it's a
good for you.
they are.
Cashews, oh, I miss them, man. I'm like, oh, I, you know, if anybody put a bag of nuts in front of me right now, I'd be going to town. I'm terrible. No wonder my body said no. I don't know, but macadamia nuts and all of those good
Oh,
things.
yeah.
Oh, I
Yeah, I
know,
love that.
but granola could be like a trail mix on the road as a snack,
Yes.
like you're saying, for
Yes.
people
Absolutely. It's a
hiking.
great snack.
Oh, go on a
And
hike with it.
it stays with you, I think longer. So I'll definitely have that recipe for you
Cool.
and try it different ways and let me know what you think. Maybe you come up with a great formula for how you want to put your add-ins into the granola. Let me know.
I
That's
will.
fun.
I will. So everyone, we're going to link the recipe from the show notes. It'll also be up on blendradioandtv.com for you to check out there. But Peggy, always fun and happy new year. It's exciting. It's a whole new
I
year.
know.
It
Yes,
feels good.
exactly.
And I like the numbers too. 2024. And you add it up, it's like eight, which is the sign of infinity. It's how hummingbirds fly is in the number eight. That's the figure eight. That's how hummingbirds and their wings do this circle. And so I feel very positive about this year.
Yay, I do too. I am excited about the new year. So, yeah, let's make
Cool.
it a good one.
Yeah. Everyone, thank you for joining us. Happy New Year, everyone. Take care and let's stay blue zoned. I love this. I hope this becomes like something across the country and
I
that
do too.
Scottsdale is, a leader in it, this
Absolutely. Yep.
country. Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's Wine Time with Peggy show. Keep up with LDV Winery at ldvwinery.com. Keep up with Big Blend Radio at bigblendradio.com.